Let me just see this here. Jason Babin, again, making progress with the calf. He's increased his running, and he's getting close. Riley, still being evaluated, and again, making progress. Good range of motion, all that goes with that. Mike Kafka, he'll be checked tomorrow. Today's Sunday, so Monday he'll be reevaluated by the doctors, and we'll see if he doesn't get clearance to participate with a live snap. Is really, he's been doing 7-on-7, but with a live snap. And then Casey Matthews, he's making progress with the high ankle sprain. He's continuing to push through that. Michael Vick is doing, he was able to throw a little bit today, and so he's making progress there. We made a few cuts, and it's all part of the process here, and we've got to still make a few more, as you know, and so we appreciate the effort that the players have given us and the loyalty and the things that they've done, and really there's going to be tougher ones even more down the road here. Everyone's not an easy one, but as you continue to go, there are going to be some tough ones that take place, but listen, the guys worked hard, and I'm hoping that they catch on, have an opportunity with another football team. Time's yours.
The injured guys, we're getting close enough here that I guess we have to ask, do you have a sense of everybody being ready for the season opener, or are there guys you definitely know aren't going to be ready for the season opener?
Well, listen, I think it'll be close. I think Kafka will be back. Let me give you the list here, and I'll try to coach up on it. But I think Babin has a good chance of being back. Riley, we'll see. That's going to be a struggle. I wouldn't expect him the first game, but we'll see what the doctors say on it. Kafka, I think, has a chance to be back by tomorrow. Casey, again, that'll be a struggle to get him ready for the first game, but he stands a chance there. Everybody else should be okay. Yeah, Patterson, listen, I think that's going to be an extended time here. We've just got to see how that goes. If he's able to go, at all this year, we just have to see how that works out. But we'll take checkups and increments here, but right now it's going to be a while. So,
how about Colt?
Colt, we'll see. Yeah, Colt's making progress, and he's getting there. I'm not sure he's quite there yet, but he's made a lot of progress, and I think it's just a matter of a little bit of time here. We'll see how he does here.
At this point of the preseason, is this team close to where you want it to be, or is it miles away, or where is it right now?
Well, listen, I thought our performance was better the other night for the period of time that we had. We eliminated some of the mistakes. I thought the penalties were the primary issue. Just you can't do that, and so we cleaned that up a little bit, and still have a ways to go there. As a football team, we need these next couple weeks here to get ourselves right, or how many ever days we've got till the game. We need that time to get ourselves ready to go, and then you got to play, right? So, but I've been happy with the way they've worked, and I felt better after our last game than maybe the first two.
With Vic, if this was a normal practice, obviously we'll walk through everyone's out here, but would he be able to practice in a normal practice at this point?
I think so. We probably would have had to spot him a little bit, just to see. I mean, right now he was comfortable, but if he had a tweak in there or somewhere where it hurt him, I'd just pull him out and let somebody else go. But, there's a chance he does a little bit over. We'll see how he did after throwing here, but chance he does a little bit of flight night tonight.
Andy, does King Dunlap play on Thursday? Is he going to be your starter for the opener?
King won't play. King right now is a starting left tackle, so you probably won't see him. And I haven't finalized all that. I mean, I haven't situated the quarterback situation. I'm going to wait just to see what happens with Mike Kafka, and then we'll go from there. So I'll get you all that later.
If Kafka is cleared to practice, anything, do you see him playing on Thursday?
Yeah, listen, if he can go and the doctors are comfortable with it and Mike's comfortable with it, we'll give him some snaps in there. Yeah, we'll just see how it goes. And then I haven't made any decisions on who's going to start and who's not going to play. Mike Vick won't play, so I can tell you that.
You mentioned he may participate in flight night tonight. How much fun is that for this team to be involved in something like that?
Well, it's developed into that where the guys actually have a little fun. We're, I mentioned Razzle Dazzle. I mean, that we're going to do a few little gadget things here and there that are kind of fun and to watch. And then I think there's going to be an end zone dance, so you get to see the guys shake it up a little bit. So who knows? It's all the things I'm absolutely about. You know,
you're going to do an end zone dance?
Well, if you come out with me, we'll do one. Huh? I'll go.
Because this is a fan type event, I'm thinking about Nick Foles and the reaction the fans have had to him. Have you talked to him at all about? I mean, he's a pretty grounded guy, but there is a lot of euphoria, I guess.
Yeah, I think what you said is important. I mean, that he is grounded, and he's been a good college player, and he understands what it's like to be patted on the back and all that. And so I'm not worried about him not working hard or preparing and doing all the things that he has to do mentally and physically to get ready for games. I don't worry about that. And that all those quarterbacks have such a great relationship that there's no, and they understand. It kind of comes with the territory. They understand how that works.
It was 10 players with yesterday, and Cliff Harris on his own this morning. Was there anything to the timing of that?
Well, we couldn't get a hold of him yesterday, so we got a hold of him today, and so no, there wasn't anything there. No, it was just normal deal. It gives him an opportunity to listen to somebody.
How did Dennis Kelly perform the other night?
You know, Dennis did okay. Yeah, he did a pretty nice job, actually. So, you know, he gives you a little flexibility there. You can play both tackles. You can go inside, play both guards. And but I was happy to see him. He had a chance to go against our ones, and I thought he held his own there.
How much has King really learned the system and impressed you? You know, he grew up as a basketball player, so this is, you know, it's all kind of new for him.
Listen, you gotta give him credit for what he's done. I mean, he's got a long road here to go with the season and staying healthy, doing all those things, and playing aggressive football week in and week out. He hasn't had to do that at this level. So, but he's you sure have to give him credit for the battle that he's been in here with Demetrius. I mean, they went after it, and they're still going to go after it. Demetrius isn't just going to concede. I mean, that's not what he's going to do. So I think we're fortunate to have two guys there that we know can play. But King ended up being the guy that got the number one spot.
Given the contract that Demetrius got in the offseason, are you a little disappointed he didn't more grab it? Because it was his when he came in.
Yeah, listen, I think he'll continue to get better. I mean, with time. I think it's just a matter of picking a whole lot of stuff up real fast here. And I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about that at all.
Andy, how's Cheney's hamstring? You said he tweaked it a little bit.
He did tweak it a little bit. He was a little bit sore yesterday. Came in and got treatment, did his thing there, and he feels pretty good today. And so, listen, that was kind of a knock-the-rust-off game for him and kind of getting back to the speed of the game, and I don't think he was 100% out there speed-wise, and so I ended up taking him out. We know that he's a good football player, and that's the main thing. And he can play a lot of positions for us. He can play in the nickel. He can do everything that we need done, and he's going to play for us. And that's the bottom line. I just want to make sure that we don't hurt that leg.
Andy, with Cliff Harris, I mean, it was a ballyhooed pickup after the draft, and you know, a lot was made out of it. He had a great sophomore year there. What didn't he do that you were hoping he did do? Here?
I'm not sure it was what he didn't do. I think it was just a matter that you have to make the cuts. We've got a lot of corners that we're very comfortable with. That's really what it came down to. And he is a good player. So it gives him an opportunity to hook on with somebody else and play. And that's that'll be good for him down the road here.
And there was, I mean, obviously a lot was made of his off-the-field problems at Oregon. I mean, can you say that you know, there were
issues here? That wasn't the issue here, no. Okay. That wasn't the issue. It was a numbers thing, and you know, he was one of the tough ones that we had to let go. So, and there are going to be more down the road that you're going to go, man, it'd be nice to have this guy here. So,
I'm sorry. What about that guy like Brandon Hughes? He can play a little slot. He can play obviously on the outside. He's a really good special teamer. I mean, is that how he makes the team for you? His versatility.
Yeah. Listen, we've got a good group right there, and I don't know if we keep them all or not. So there's competition, but Brandon is a good player. He all the things you named right there, he does. And, he's got good size and speed.
You look for the preseason to clarify, you know, cuts and things like that. But it seems like with your defensive line, it gets more and more complicated. And you saw guys play well Friday that maybe were on the bubble. Is that the case, that it's gotten harder rather than easier with those guys to decide who doesn't make the team?
Yeah, well, listen, I think you're right. They played well. I would tell you that for most of the guys we've had here, they've come out and done a pretty nice job. So you want that, though. I mean, it's a little bit like sweet and sour pork. You know, there's a good side, a sour side, and a sweet side. But that the sour being that not everybody can make the team. The yep. sweet is that you sure want that position to be strong. So I think we're going to come out with good players, and unfortunately, somebody else is going to get some good players too. So. That group's done a nice job.
Andy, we haven't talked at all, I think, all year about Ryan Rao, but he's a guy who seems to really show up on the field in games. What can you tell us about how far he's come since you brought him in?
Well, listen, he's a tough kid. He was one that came here for a tryout and ended up being invited back and then taking full advantage of that. So you're looking at a tough kid that did a pretty nice job on special teams the last couple games here. So he's a... Again, you have to compliment him for his tenacity and understanding of what we're trying to get done.
Andy, has Quinn Edwards played and practiced better than you expected a guy?
Who's that?
Your fourth quarterback. Edwards, has he played and practiced a little bit better than you thought he could? Has he progressed? Is he better than you thought
he was? He's done a heck of a job. And I mentioned after the game that we'll keep three. So whatever quarterback it is that is a release. Somebody's going to get a good quarterback. So, you know, we have a good situation. What you've seen with Trent is, I mean, he comes in and he was coming off a surgery, and then he's been kind of rehabbing it, but thrown into the mix maybe a little too quick. Here he was able to kind of get his arm where he needed to get it without a ton of reps, being a smart guy, having played it, been a starter in this league, did the mental reps, mm-hmm. and when you could progressively see his arm get better and better as camp went on, and when given the opportunity, he did a nice job.
Philip Thomas got a lot of reps on Friday night, especially some against their first-team offense. He's got to look confident flying around the field. What did you take from his performance?
He did some good things. You know, there are a few snaps he'd like to have back, just alignment and coverage-wise, but he plays fast and he plays physical, and you know, did a nice job out there.
Is it possible to keep 60 ends?
Yeah, there's a chance. There's a chance. I'm stingy when it comes to defensive linemen, so we've got to work the numbers, and we'll just see how all that pans out. But be some tough decisions all the way around there.
Yeah. Given the depth there, any teams expressed, are you getting calls about those guys, given how many?
Listen, right now, you know, the phones, this is every year, so I'm not saying because of what we've got here. But you get calls, yes, you do. You talk. Not just about that position. The personnel directors, GMs, they are constantly on the phone and talking trades or talking about players. That does take place.
I assume Darrell Tapp is probably somebody that you can receive calls.
Well, you can name a bunch of guys. I mean, you can't probably name a guy that you haven't had a call on. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So to pick one guy out, I can't. You can't say that, but... Daryl, I like Daryl. Daryl's a good guy, well, good player too.
And Brian, was there room for Trent to improve mechanically? Were there flaws in his game, and has he improved since he's been part of your organization?
Yeah, listen, I think, and he's probably told you this, but I think when he had the surgery, he was dropping his elbow just a little bit, and balls were sailing on him. And I think he's worked to correct that, and he hasn't, you know, he hasn't put any added strain on his arm. He's using his legs, I think, a little bit better. Which helps increase velocity and accuracy and consistency all the way around. So, he looks like he's operating pretty well out there, physically and mentally. So.
Is Brian Rohl still your starter on the weak side?
Right now, I'm no. Akeem is going to work in there as a starter.